Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Episode 6. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me, we got...
I'm Ken Buck.
And I'm Matt Buck.
Just three brothers, dude.
We're all here to buck.
We mean brother in the familial sense, right. And not in the hip-hop. Let's get this started off on the right foot, guys. We have to apologize.
I meant it on the hip-hop sense.
We have to apologize. Last week, no show.
Yeah.
A little disappointed, Ken. Yeah. I'm blaming it on Ken.
It's all Ken's fault.
Actually, it was all my fault, yeah.
You were a little under the weather.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't under the weather. The reason why originally...
It was over the weather. It was in a plane.
I was in a plane. No. I went to IKEA on that recording day.
Oh, so you were just like, show, who needs that? We'll go to IKEA.
I actually went to IKEA with Ken.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the worst.
It was like a co-conspiracy.
It was great.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of cool signs. Yeah. What was your favorite one, Ken?
Borby.
I think that was my favorite too.
Anyway, also I got to remind you guys, just today, even without Matt, you didn't help a lot. Well, I guess you kind of helped.
I helped a lot.
BigHotShow.com/Harvard is up.
You wouldn't have found that image without me.
That's true. I wouldn't have found the image without
Big
you.
Also, why are you Googling me?
Yeah, that's where I found it. I Googled your name and I found that image.
You can find a lot of interesting things if you Google Cheese God.
No, don't Google Cheese
God. Uh-oh. I can smell the album art coming.
Oh, no.
So we're on SoundCloud and all that. You guys, have people been doing that? I haven't even looked at have people been leaving comments or is it just you two?
It's just us. Please make us feel like we're being listened to.
No, see, I don't care. No one listens to it. Don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Our listeners actually, not to lie, this is totally legit. Gone up a decent amount since we started.
So how many listeners do we have?
Four.
Four?
Oh my gosh.
We used to have three.
Oh, wow.
I saw we had two reviews on iTunes.
Really?
Checking iTunes, but everyone should subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, that's right.
We had two reviews on iTunes, both 5 stars.
Sweet. I can't wait to hear more.
They must have gotten this mistaken with This American Life. Anyway, Ken, kick things off for us.
All right. How am I supposed to do that?
Well, hold on. Hey, Ken.
What?
How was your weekend? Hey, Blake.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great. I was really sick because I think Ken gave me something.
Yep, this weekend was
mono, the kissing disease.
Yeah. Well,
so you guys are
I never kiss and tell.
Smooching each other is what
I
I'm
do kiss and project phlegm, though.
I don't know. I didn't really do much. Kind of hung out. What about you guys?
Yeah, I suffered and toiled with this cold that's going around. It's terrible. Awful. Disgusting.
Well, I was in full health. Unlike you.
Oh, tell us how that went.
With your weak immune
system.
So
you're the one who's finding the health packs around here.
Yeah.
Full health.
Yeah. Also full house on DVD. But I had a very interesting weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
Well, on Friday, I went on a date.
Oh. Now, actually, last week we were talking about this. I really think it would be a great idea for you to have an earpiece in on all your dates.
I kind of want to do this.
And then it'll record all the things that are said on the date between the two parties. Or maybe you just have your phone. Can you have your phone like recording, but where it's like not?
Yeah. You just take out your phone. Excuse me, honey. I'm just going to put this right here.
Yeah. And she'll be like, why did you call me honey on our second date? This is a little weird.
No, it's just like saying excuse me to the bottle of honey on her table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right, because I take all my dates to the...
Waffle House.
I was going to... What's the place where you keep bees?
A beehive? A
beatorium?
Beatorium.
Yeah. I don't know.
I took her to the beatorium.
The bee Arthur auditorium.
One day these bees will all be yours, my dear. So what? How did the date go?
Yeah.
Went well, but I'm not here to talk about the date.
What?
I'm here to
talk about. Come on, that's juicy gossip.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm here to talk about what
happened. It probably went terribly. That's
It went great, actually.
He took her to the beatorium.
We saw B. Arthur's corpse.
Just in the middle of an auditorium.
Anyway, we just watched her decompose for a little bit.
56 minutes of decomposition, then a round of applause.
Yeah. No, you guys should have seen the encore. One of her fingers fell off.
Holy shit.
All right. Anyways, what did happen?
Yeah. So on Saturday, I met up with a friend of mine, and I went over his house, and I'd never been over there before. And I watched this man buy crystals on the internet, and then we played PlayStation games until his girlfriend came home.
No, wait. What PlayStation?
He bought crystals on the internet.
He bought crystals on the internet.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like what kind of crystals?
He went on Amazon.com and typed in
He typed in the word crystals and this click, crystals. Whatever comes up.
Yeah, he bought a bunch of crystals. I'm like, all right.
Like real legitimate, like mineral crystals.
I don't know.
What do you think of his apartment?
It's very spacious.
Oh, who is this person we're talking about? Is this a secret?
No, we can't. It's a secret.
Is it someone who works here?
It could be someone who's listening.
Right now. Okay.
Probably not, but.
But it could
be. Because, well, then we'd have five.
Yeah.
No, we played old PlayStation games and old N64 games.
Jesus Christ.
And then, Which ones? Which ones were like the classics where you're like, yeah, it's all coming back?
We played Rival Schools on the PlayStation, which is a fighting game.
Never heard of that one.
I actually did hear that one, and it's actually really fun.
What do? You just beat each other up?
Yeah, you're like all these Japanese school kids and you just hit each other.
See, this is where the cyberbullying comes from. PlayStation.
It is.
This is it.
I forgot how awesomely shitty the graphics were on the PlayStation.
Oh, dude, they were
awful.
Everyone's
hands were just like one block.
Yeah, it's such a weird time to look. You know, because like you look back at Super Nintendo games and NES games, and they kind of have a retro charm to it.
Yeah.
But you look at that specific era.
No, PlayStation games have a retro charm.
No, too. No, it's complete shit.
They have a garbage charm.
Yeah, you see, like
it's like someone stuck like Atari 2600 graphics on like a 3-polygon model.
Bubsy 3D.
Yeah, is there gonna be a period 3D. Of time, because like retro games are kind of like, you know, hip indie retro games are cool now. Is there gonna be a time where like super low polygon shit looking graphics?
I really think so. I think that's coming next.
It's coming up.
We gotta catch the wave,
just,
gentlemen.
Just wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on top of that wave. The wave of shit. But yeah, we played that. We played Buzz Bumble.
Buck Bumble.
Oh, Buck no, Bumble. Buck Bumble. Bumble.
Butt
that
Bumble.
Was my game. I made
I played that.
That.
I played that
no,
game.
You made Butt Bumble.
What? Duh. I remember you turned that game on. There was like a hip-hop rap
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I never played that game before. And I was like, I would listen to this outside of the game.
Oh my God.
That was... somebody should find it and email it to feedback@bighotshow.
Yeah. Are you Buck Bumble? Did you make the track for Buck Bumble?
No, Buzz Bumble.
I would be the coolest Bumble. Kid ever.
Was it Buck?
It's Buck Bumble.
Oh, man.
Buck Bumble.
Yeah, it is. Shit. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, I forgot what I was doing this weekend.
What'd you do this weekend?
I've been... I guess only Probably a little gross. This weekend, but I've been apartment hunting in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I just found this out. I didn't realize. I mean, I sort of kind of knew.
It's terrible?
Apartment hunting in New York City is the worst thing of all time.
Did I warn you about this?
I would rather if I could pay someone to beat me for $20 and or $200 even, and then I had an apartment at the end, that would be better than, oh, you just call endless people. Yep. They dick you around. You go to meet them. They're not there.
Yep.
It's like yeah. I went an hour to come and see you, and now,
You go there, and the pit is just full of bodies, and it's just like, they don't even bother cleaning up the pit.
It's and then you actually find a place you like, and you've got all this pressure to buy because they're you know there's like lots of people.
Yeah.
No, well not even like not even the guy is pressuring you, but you know that if there's a cool apartment, other people are trying to get it.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get together the money and fill out the application, and then oh my God, I've had like two apartments that I really was into and it's gonna go for, and they're like oh well it's gone now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the whole broker thing is such BS.
Yeah, I've not gone through brokers. Brokers are people who you pay them a percent to find you a sweet place.
Yeah, see, yeah. Here's the thing. When I moved to Brooklyn for the first time, I went through, I found a cool apartment I saw like on the internet, and I called the broker. I'm like, can you show this to me? He's like, sure, but I want to show you these other apartments. I'm like, no, I just want to check out this one. But he showed me three other shitty apartments and the apartment I wanted, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So I was like, I will take this apartment. He's like, cool. That'll be $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that for the rent? He's like, no, that's the fee. I'm like,
yeah, because
I basically did everything. You just drove me around for 15 minutes and showed me the world's shittiest apartment.
That's, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That is not worth $2,000.
Yeah, the fee is usually 15% of a year's rent, yep. Which two bedroom. If you're like the places I'm looking at, well, I was looking for a 4-bedroom. You know, even like a good price for a 4-bedroom, even in like a shitty neighborhood, is like $2,800.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're paying 15% on that for a year, that's like $4,000
mm-hmm.
that you'd be paying some jackhole who didn't even do any work to just take from me.
Also,
oh, here's free
I
money.
I swear to God, my broker looked like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Holy shit.
He was wearing a wife beater and chains and had, you know, chest hair and he was bald.
Holy shit. Maybe he was Carl.
No, he. I don't think so.
Good then.
But I feel.
Oh, sorry, you weren't in New Jersey. So
yeah. I guess
you are Carl.
I
guess the main thing.
20 years.
The main thing I've learned in apartment hunting is you have to know exactly what you want up front. You have to be totally ready to go up front,
mm-hmm.
and you can't tolerate any bullshit. If you call somebody and they give you tiniest bit of bullshit, you hang up and that apartment is over, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I did a very brief amount of apartment hunting, and I was lucky I got an apartment pretty quickly. But I went to this terrible, terrible apartment. There was this like, oh, it's a spacious studio, which is an oxymoron to begin with. But I go there, it's just absolute garbage. Like the door is like hanging off the hinge, and just like the oven is just busted, like straight up busted. The place looks disgusting. And they're like, oh, it's, you know, this much. Like, can you fix this?
I had a guy who, there was one room that the window had, you know, burglar bars on it, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can't put a window unit in here. He's like, yeah, you could put a window. You just set it there and put the window down. So the window would be half open all the time, and it would be dripping into the room. He's like, oh, it'd be fine.
It'll be fine.
Do you know how air conditioners work? Like, who are you trying to trick? I'm not an idiot who's never used an air conditioner.
I had a roommate who didn't understand how air conditioners work. So what she did is she plugged in the air conditioner just in the room. Just like, she thought it makes the cold air come out. I'm like, the hot air comes out the other side. You know that?
And then I went to this other place, and so I went in, and the tenant was still there, which that's always the worst.
Oh, that's weird.
Because this guy, he was like, oh, okay, we want to, the sales guy was like, oh, we want to show these guys the place. And he's like, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm Mark. And he's like, I don't know Mark. And he just shut the door.
Right? Wow.
Yeah. So then he had to call the manager, and the manager called him like 20 minutes later. We finally get to see this place. But the guy in there is fucking scowling and the place is a fucking wreck too. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, what? You were worse than this broker. But anyway, so after that, because I was kind of going through quickly, because this guy was being like real, he was like, no, don't look in the bedrooms. And I guess I technically could have been like, you have to allow me to look in the bedrooms because that's how this fucking, but I didn't want to fucking cause a scene with this guy.
You don't know how many real dolls were in there.
So I went, I was in there. I was like, this is four bedrooms, right? And he was like, yeah, it's four bedrooms. And so I left. I was pretty excited about this place. Get a call at night. Hey man, you know that place we saw? That was actually three bedrooms. Oh, thanks for wasting four fucking hours of my life, jackass.
Yeah. One for each bedroom.
So never live in New York. That's the lesson learned.
Just kill yourself.
The worst apartment I saw
was a grave.
Actually, my old apartment was by a cemetery, which is why I liked it.
Was it over there by like Halsey?
What's that?
Off the L? That cemetery?
No. It was Greenpoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Greenwood. Sorry. But yeah, the worst apartment I saw was up a very dark 3-floor walk up, where like two of the lights going up the stairs were broken. And the floor was all creaky. When you got inside the apartment, the closet doors were hanging off. There was just random pieces of plywood against the wall. The stove wasn't hooked up, and it smelled like gas. And then the bathroom was in the hallway.
So it was basically a dorm.
Yeah, and I'm like, how much does this cost? And it was like $200 more a month than the awesome apartment I looked at. And I was like, why did you even bring me here? And he said, I don't know. And I'm like,
I guess I'm an idiot because I want your 15%.
Yeah, like what made you think I would pick this one over the one that didn't smell like it was gonna explode?
What a fucking joke.
I still feel like I'm still kind of, even though I've been doing this for a month now, I still kind of feel like a noob. I wish there's somebody out there who's like a pro at this.
You're always gonna feel like that.
Yeah. Well, at least now I know that the main tip: don't tolerate bullshit from minute one.
Oh hell no.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what else you do, Ken?
This weekend?
Yeah, I thought. Oh wait, you were.
Well,
sick.
We went to IKEA. We went to IKEA. We have a little bit.
Just
more
two grown men going to IKEA together.
Two grown
together.
Men going to IKEA.
Two grown men who don't live together going to IKEA. Yep. No big
That's
deal.
What you think?
We held hands. We ate the pasta together. You know, the meatballs. We shared them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from the cafe though.
Yeah.
You guys are really, really big fans of IKEA because this is like the third time we've talked about
IKEA. It's a fun place to go. It's like it's like Lego for adults. Yeah. Except then there is actually Lego for adults.
It's called Lego.
Oh man, somebody at work got it with that Minecraft Lego thing.
I want to put that together so bad. It's just sitting there in bags.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay late tonight after we're done with the podcast.
Put together his Lego set.
He's going to come in and there's going to be a nice little Minecraft world on his desk.
Man, speaking of Minecraft, I mean, all of us play. You've played Minecraft.
You know,
Blake,
I play Minecraft.
My roommate's gotten really into it lately.
Have you ever played Minecraft yourself personally?
A little bit. I played it on the Xbox a little bit.
It's
look at him. Xbox.
I was the one that got everyone here into Minecraft.
What are you talking about? I was into Minecraft before we even came here.
No, I was in Minecraft before it was Minecraft.
I was playing Minecraft.
I had the first Minecraft album. It was better than the first Minecraft album.
I lived in one of Notch's folds.
I am Notch.
Hat on.
For those listening at home, Ken just unzipped his skin. A 3,000-pound Croatian man just slipped out.
And I just made another shitty game.
But, you know, I feel like Minecraft, I enjoy the game, but it's also kind of an obsession, right?
It is an obsession for a lot of people. The thing is about the game, it's a very innovative game, but it's poorly made in a lot of respects.
And how so?
Well,
how dare you? How is it poorly made? How dare you? You can make whatever you want. I don't know.
Well, you can make whatever you want, but what most people want to do is just make shit. And then they have like this combat element in there too, which...
But some people really like that.
Some people really like
it. But there's creative mode if you just want to make shit.
Yeah, there's creative mode if you want to make shit. But a lot of people want to make shit... A lot of people will run multiplayer servers where it's survival mode, but there's no monsters. But you still have to make... So you just make shit. But in order to make shit, it's going to play like a survival mode, so you got to dig things out.
Yeah, because it's fun exploring and collecting stuff. And yeah.
But like,
just having the limits is kind of fun, you know, like having to work for stuff.
Yeah.
It makes things more valuable.
It makes you feel like more like you're, you know, a capitalist.
You know what fascinates me about Minecraft?
Minecraft 2069.
I just can't believe how popular Minecraft is. I mean, it's sold like 10 million copies or something. That's more than like Call of Duty, you know, whatever the latest.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, maybe not long term, but.
It caught on. I think the popularity is mostly in like the exploring aspect of the game, basically because you just explore everywhere, and you know.
And I would also argue that you kind of get. I would say it has a compulsion element where you're getting these things, you're building more things, building things up, and you get addicted to this sort of like building up.
Yeah,
which,
I agree.
Which is a thing that I recently fell victim to with Tiny Tower and Pocket Planes.
Oh, man.
I love Tiny Tower.
Tiny Tower is fantastic.
No. These games... Okay, because I got into these games. I'm playing for a while, and then it occurred to me, I'm playing them, and I was playing Pocket Planes the other day, and it occurred to me, I know what the end of this game is going to look like. I'm just going to have big planes that are going long distances instead of small planes that are going short distances. Why am I investing so many hours of my life into this experience? I know how it's going to turn out.
Isn't that the case with every game ever?
No, because I feel like if you play even a game like Call of Duty, right? It's an experience that I have. I see all of it, and then it's like watching a movie. But I feel like if I play the game and I know where it's going and I'm still playing it just because I'm addicted, that's not healthy.
You don't know what's
going
to happen at the end of Pocket Planes. There could be some sort of, you know, like 9/11 scenario.
You import your tiny tower and then you crash your planes into it and then all the pocket frogs jump out.
Well, if you look at, they have like an almanac where they show you even the late game planes and I'm just like, I know what they'll look like.
But you don't know what they're going to add in updates.
Yeah. There's a lot of
updates.
But
even my point is, I know, you see
what,
like.
I hear what you're saying about Pocket Planes and
Tiny Tower. It's the same thing. I know it's just going to be a bigger tower with more.
I disagree with you on Tiny Tower because the fun for me in Tiny Tower was building a new floor and seeing what it was.
Yeah. Tiny Tower had a lot more mystery to it.
I also played this other game that I got hooked on that we got in the email. Somebody in our email in our office suggested this game called Montowers.
Montowers?
Yeah. Which is this incredibly stupid. It's like a Pokemon clone with breasts.
It's a big anime boob game.
That's a genre.
Yes.
But it's kind of like Pokemon where you're trying to collect them all and like I got fucking into it. And what really got me is on that game, there's a counter for how many hours you played it.
Oh, man.
And it's like, and I didn't even think I played it much. It's like, you played this game for 24 hours. I was like, I can't believe I've invested so much of my life in this thing that I don't really even like.
Welcome to the world of MMOs.
I'm telling you, if there was a counter in Pocket Planes, people would be quitting. Like, they would be shocked. I bet you guys have played at least 24 hours.
Probably.
I haven't played. I don't play Pocket Planes too much, honestly.
I played
Tiny Tower. I played way more than.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The amount that you play these sort of addiction-oriented games.
Addiction-oriented. What genre is this? Addiction.
It's the addiction genre.
Well, like Pokemon, I used to play like. A shit ton.
I feel like Pokemon, you had a story you went through.
Yeah, but after you beat the story, there's nothing to do but just.
But you didn't have to keep playing. I didn't keep playing after that.
Oh, I did. I maxed out the clock on that shit in red version.
Dude, did you know that? Did you know? Wow.
How do you max out the clock?
It stops at 255 hours.
Oh my God. Well, it's just like Oblivion. I played Oblivion so much that I got to like 200 hours of gameplay. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I know how all these quests go. I go to the bottom of the hole. I get the thing. I come out. They give me points or whatever.
Oh,
that's how a lot of things go.
That sounds a lot like my sounds like my grandpa's house. I go to the bottom of the hole.
But you see what I'm saying?
Comes out.
I don't have a problem with playing all games. It's just games where you're only playing it. You've already kind of explored the whole thing, and you're only playing it to get more.
Right. It's a grind. It's like MMOs. It's like any other game that's like based on just doing repetitive things over and over to reach an end game.
I feel like when you hit the end of the content, you should quit the game.
But there's, yeah. All right. I don't know. Well, sometimes it can be fun for more. So,
how about this?
What?
Play until you don't feel any more joy.
Exactly. That's the joy behind free to play games, is that you can play them until you get sick
of
them.
Truth be told, I still haven't deleted them from my phone because I'm like, I can't, but I've not played them since because I know part of me still wants to play them, but I'm like, why don't you go read a book? And that, while you're sitting on the subway, Blake, read a book or do anything besides play this mindless game that you're not even thinking when you're playing it.
Blake, come on. We all know that you're illiterate.
Pretend to read books so girls think I'm cool. Blake, Subway girls.
Subway girls.
Subway girls.
He's walking into Subway, the restaurant.
Oh, what's up? Just reading this book.
Yeah. And then she's like, what kind of bread do you want?
What? Couldn't hear you over these words.
Sir, that's the menu. Yeah.
He's holding Cat in the Hat upside down.
It's a foreign book.
Yeah. Maybe you've heard of it before. Goodnight Moon.
Oh man.
So what Disney prince did you want to have sex with as a child?
Prince?
That's always my first question.
Prince?
Right. Prince.
I don't even remember.
I think
the name
that all girls have a Disney prince, right? All these movies had their dude equivalent. All girls have a Disney prince that they wanted to have sex with.
Oh, I thought you were asking us.
Well, maybe you do. Okay, mine's Aladdin. Hello. Okay. Oh, it's out there now. All right.
He's a prince.
That's right.
Well, technically he is a prince. Yeah. But I found this out the other day because like almost every girl who has a princess favorite also has a prince favorite.
That's true.
I know there's no female listeners.
I can't name any of the Disney princess.
I, to be honest, I've never been a huge Disney fan. So,
how can you not be a Disney? That's like such a seminal part of our culture.
Like, I watched The Lion King. And
that's not saying you're not a Pixar fan.
I am a Pixar fan.
Oh, I'm going to go see Brave tomorrow.
Brave? Now,
that's a brave thing to do.
Now, everybody hated on, what was that last one? Cars?
Cars 2.
Cars 2.
I didn't see it.
Awful.
And I feel like, what went so wrong?
The reviews for Brave aren't that great. They're mediocre. Yeah. For a Pixar movie, you know.
Cars 1 wasn't that good.
Dude, so Cars 1 was my favorite. It's my favorite.
You know
Pixar
why
movie.
You like Cars 1? Because of Mater. That's it.
Yeah. No, he's my way. I hate.
It's because your soul is actually a rusty pickup truck.
Honest to God.
You love Larry the Cable Guy so goddamn much.
How often in my life, being a man from the South, do you think I see people with Get Her Done bumpers on their, or Get Her, bumpers? The whole bumper says Get Her Done.
Whole car is just the word Get Her Done. Yeah.
No, I can't stand that. Like, I mean, okay, nothing against Jeff Foxworthy, but that whole like...
Jeff Foxworthy? No, we're talking about Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes, Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy.
Rich crap sprung on Ken.
But they're all the same thing of like, oh, you might be a redneck if you can't read bloop doop, which I guess we just made that joke, but
yep.
I don't know. I can't stand
Ken
that.
Ken and I are going on the blue collar comedy tour.
We're just going to spray paint our colors blue.
I hate Reed. I like the beer.
You know what I don't like?
Minorities.
Yeah, that's it.
We got ourselves a career, gentlemen.
Start the 401k. Oh. Invested in comedy.
You just go to
Mr. Stockbroker.
Yeah, you just go to Wall Street. I'd like one comedy, please.
Why haven't we been doing this before? Everyone laughs. Bye. Bye.
Let's have a section of our show that's just stock
tips.
That's
what Ken says when he leaves. Bye. Bye.
That's what I put in my personal columns. Oh. Bye.
All right, what else we got?
Speaking of games that are shitty and have no point.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played this game called Second Life?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, Matt.
Second Life
was a whole 10 years of my life where I... No.
I was going to say.
No, I'm just kidding. No, Second Life is exactly what the internet is in 3D form.
Yeah.
Like there is no better representation of the internet than downloading Second Life and entering it.
Well, some people may not know what it is. Describe what Second Life
is. Okay, Second Life is essentially
a video game.
It's a video game. It's for, you know, Mac, PC, not like Xbox or whatever.
Probably Linux.
Yeah, it's on Linux too. What you do is like you can pretty much do anything you want in the game. Like you can live out like whatever fantasy you want. Mostly they're sexual, but
it's a game where you can do whatever you want.
You could do whatever you want in the game. Like you can build like castles or like make like
you might even call it a precursor to Minecraft in some ways.
Yeah, I guess it's a really really complex Minecraft.
Because Minecraft is very simple to build stuff, and you kind of have to have a little bit of programming scripting knowledge to build stuff in Second Life.
Yeah, Second Life is like basically it's just like escapism at its like most basic. There's no set theme. Like you go, there's different themes in different areas of the game, but there's no, like, it's not like it's a fantasy game. It's whatever you want it to be, and you make it into that.
What I think is fascinating is that the sex culture is such, I would say that maybe not the predominant thing. No, it's huge. The predominant thing in Second Life.
It is the predominant thing. The thing about Second Life is like, we're sitting here explaining it. If you're listening to this, the two or three people who are listening right now.
Two.
Two.
We made this joke too many times.
If you've never...
If Matt looks so disappointed just now.
If you have never been into Second Life, you maybe only heard it. You probably heard of it. You've never like seen any more than a few pictures. Go and download. It's a free client. Download it and just look. It's the most like spectacularly bad thing.
Can I regale you guys with some tales of my Second Life experience?
I've got tales too, but you first. Right. Go ahead.
It's Sonic and Tails.
Sonic. Do they kiss?
So I started out. They make you pick your last name. Mm-hmm. Or they pick your last name for you, or they give you like a slide. So my name was Super Saiyan Goku 420, and my last name was Sugar Plum. And I was a morbidly obese African American man slash woman.
Because that's what you want to be in your second life.
With a party hat, no shirt.
Who wants to be themselves in a second life?
And jorts.
And jorts.
And I got myself a Nerf Maverick and a sparkler, and I would drive around on a go-kart. And I would go to clothing stores, and I don't know why they had changing rooms in these clothing stores in Second Life, because you could just like click a button and change your clothes.
But yeah, that's what sort of gets me about. It's like it's all kind of pretend, because you know what I mean.
It's like Dollhouse. Like it's all like Let's Play. Yeah, and it's you really have to role play
a big virtual dollhouse. That's the most accurate description, because like none of the things you really do have. There's no goal. There's no goal.
There's nothing close to a goal.
Yeah, there's nothing. Your only goal is to die, and you do it very well in that game.
So I would just go into like these clothing shops and into the dressing rooms and just start grinding up on people.
It's great. You can buy like poses and like animations for yourself.
Yeah.
You
don't, okay. Let me, people actually make like sex sex moves that you buy animation sex moves.
There's an economy in the game because you have to buy in-game currency in order to purchase things. Like most of the time, you can like you don't have to buy things. You could find free shit that people give away. You could collect so much of it that it's not necessary to buy shit. And like some people just like make shit for fun that they.
I thought it had like a legitimate economy, but
there is
saying?
A legitimate economy. Yeah. Oh, okay. There's actually like I think there's like even a currency converter for like how much a U.S. dollar is
worth
in game.
Shit, they made like $1 million selling real estate in Second Life.
Yeah, because selling real estate is basically like server space in the game. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that what people do is like they'll design houses and then sell.
They do
houses that you can put on your real estate that you have to purchase. It's just like fucking New York.
It is. It's basically It's like what? Yeah.
I actually made one item when I was I fooled around a little bit in the editor. I made a giant purple dick that glowed brighter than the sun, and I would fly around and just drop it in random places.
I've got
like there was like a furry orgy, and I just dropped it right in the middle.
I'm sure they loved it. They
you think that increased their enjoyment? Yeah. Or
I got banned from a lot of areas.
Oh man,
that blows my mind that you can get banned from areas. Like not the game, just certain just
areas. No,
if you're flying around and dropping dicks, they're still a part of the game.
I this shit won't
you.
Fly in Fartville.
So when I was in Macworld, I went to Macworld 2005, I think. Yeah, this was back in my Mac gaming journalism days, and there was a presentation there by the Second Life guys. It was like their two like executive producers were there
because it had just come out,
it was like, oh, this is the next big game, and they were like, I think this describes the game perfectly. They're like, oh, you can do anything in Second Life. And they're like, they flew up to the top of this mountain. They're like, now we're going to ski down. And then he's trying to put his skis on, and the skis didn't work.
Like
so he's just standing on the skis on the side of the mountain. He's like, no, it's the future. You'll see.
It's the future. You'll see. Standing on skis on the side of the mountain. Perfect analogy. Oh, man. No, I have a couple stories from Second Life. These are good ones. When I played Second Life, I played with a group of people who just went in just to spoil other people's time.
Now, see, I don't think that's really healthy. I mean, I don't know. As weird as Second Life is, let people have their weird place.
It's more like a safari where you go in and you observe things and sometimes you interact with them.
It's like a human safari.
It is a human safari. Second Life is a human safari of all the terrible things that people do. Okay, two stories. First one. This is pretty much by myself. This is like when I wasn't hanging out with a group. I found this castle where people were role-playing something. I don't think it was very sexual in nature, but like I was dressed up as an alien, and that obviously didn't fit in with the castle atmosphere. So they were very angry at me, and they were telling me to get out, and I was just shooting them with like a dick gun or something.
The fact that such a thing can exist in this game.
I'm not finished. They kicked me out of their castle. But the thing was, like, they couldn't ban me from the thing. They could only like stop me from opening certain doors, which was like all the doors on the outside. So what you could fly in Second Life anywhere. So what I was doing, I was going up into the roof and trying to find places where I could squeeze in between the geometry. And I found this one place where I could go in every time, and they were freaking out that I was able to break into the castle.
He's a magician.
And when I came in, instead of shooting them with dick guns, I was throwing this Pokeball where you throw it at somebody and they get stuck in a Pokeball and they can't get out until you click on them.
Why does such a griefing item exist?
I don't know, but it just does. They were so furious. They were my Pokemon.
Oh my God.
That was one incident. My second incident, here's the best one. This is when I discovered how you can like create things and put things together. I would never created any like objects in the game, but I did like, I would take things and combine them. So what I did is I was still the same alien. I was like, looked like the Mars Attacks guy. You guys remember Mars Attacks, the movie?
Uh-huh.
I was a Mars Attacks guy in an electric wheelchair. And on the electric wheelchair, I put a giant Dixie flag on the back. You know, the rebel flag. On the back, there was also a bumper sticker that said Heritage, not Hate. In addition, when you clicked on the flag, it played I Wish I Were in Dixie.
You guys are laughing. You know, like the Heritage, not Hate, were right next to the Get Her Done stickers in the South.
So okay, I had this wheelchair. I was with this group of people that were, you know, looking for something to do, and we find this prison role play where people would role play as prisoners, and there'd be like a female guard, and she's like, and it's like a domination, like whatever kind of thing.
Well, no, see, part of me thinks that this is...
Let me finish the story.
Well, I just... This is okay. A quick interjection.
I don't care about your opinions. At all, whatsoever.
Let me continue.
So we find this place, and we all go in there, and we start, like, goofing around and acting up, and, like, the admin is, like, trying to calm us down. They're not banning us for some reason. They're just trying to reason with us. So finally, we just play nice, and we listen, and they, like, talk to us. They're talking to us over mic. You can do mic chat in this now.
Makes it weird.
It is weird. So they're talking to us over mic, and we calm down. We ask them to give us a tour of their facility. So they show us, like, all the areas of the prison. We're, like, making jokes, like, complaining about, the cleanliness and stuff like that. So then I get into my wheelchair. And I go up to a stairwell and I start bumping. Like you could go up it in a wheelchair, but I pretended I couldn't go up the staircase. And I kept like bumping into it and be like, excuse me, I can't get up this. And I start handing out the wheelchair to everyone else in the group. And as the tour continued, more and more people were in the wheelchair until the entire group was in wheelchairs except for the tour guy. We were complaining about how
American Disabilities Act, son.
We were complaining about how her prison sex dungeon was not handicap accessible. And she got pissed off, so we just spawned a black hole, and then everything got sucked into it.
No, it doesn't seem like you should be able to do that.
Oh, but we can.
You can just be like, oh, I destroyed everything you built? Well,
no, it's not like the structure, it's just the objects.
In some place, like, depending on who owns it, they could like set, like, you can't drop things here, things can't get destroyed here.
Wow, you seem to know a lot about this. I mean, no, I don't play, though. It's not way.
I played it for 2 weeks.
Well, the point I was getting at is, if you have one of these weird internet sex fantasies, well, I don't know.
If you leave the door open on them, though.
Well, true. I mean, if somehow you feel like the only way to express yourself is to be a fox person and you're having sex in a virtual dungeon and that's your thing, no, that's fine.
I don't have a problem with it either. But like, if it's publicly accessible by anyone who loads up the program,
there's gonna be a few wheelchairs in there.
There are gonna be a few wheelchairs. No, it is exactly what we said before. It's a human safari of depravity.
Well, you know what else is a human safari of depravity? Oh,
check out bighatshow.com/secondlife.
Oh no, don't, not another yes. one.
Yes, and I'll upload a picture of my I'll get a picture of my avatar. Yeah,
I'm gonna upload a picture of SSJ Goku 420.
You know what I should do? I should put a hit counter on these mini sites we make and see if anyone ever goes to this.
Yes,
oh, also a guest book.
Hit counter guest. Make the hit counter visible so it's like a ticker.
Use that one from like all the old GeoCity sites where it just like spins.
But what I was gonna say is also a terrible place on the internet is basically
Facebook.com/BlakeBuck.
I don't have that. Somebody else got that before me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to go with Big Hot Cho. I'm slash Big Hot Cho. Do not add me anyone ever. Jesus. But another place that's terrible on the internet I discovered today.
BigHotCho.com.
I guess I've always known. Internet forums.
Oh, yeah.
Internet forums, I don't understand. Internet forums are a bizarre, bizarre corner of humanity.
They are. Yeah. Especially when you get to like really neat niche topics or like smaller games or things with small followings, but really rabid fandoms.
Let me describe the experience that happened. There happens to be a game on Xbox called Skyrim. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it has an...
Scrim, as we call it.
Scrim, as it's known in the biz. And
Elder Scrolls Skyrim. S...
And it's the screen.
ESS.
Anyway, so I got in the beta for the new expansion,
right?
Which I'm not even supposed to talk about.
You're
so I'm already
NDA.
Breaking NDA right now. But I had some feedback I wanted to leave. I went on there and I don't play Skyrim very much. I feel like that's why I got in. So few people got into this. I feel like maybe it was because I hadn't played the game a lot and they wanted to try some low level accounts.
Yeah.
Just me thinking, sort of in my job knowledge at a company.
Whatever.
Like this.
Continue.
But this point being, I posted some feedback, but I posted it as like, I'm an outsider. I haven't played this game as much as most people would. And this one thing was really not clear to me. how to start the Dawnguard content. They don't tell you how to do it. I couldn't access it. And you can't Google because it's not even out yet.
Right. Yeah.
So I couldn't figure out how to start it. And also, for some reason, the link that went to the forums didn't work, too, that day. I don't know why. Point being, so I posted that today, and oh my god, all these fucking super fans of fucking the game just descended on me. They're like, oh, well, you didn't come to the forums and read the open thread about how you have to be level 10? Everybody knows that. I swear to god, I have never been so attacked by a group of fucking, like, fanboys.
They think that they're, like, privileged because they're in the beta or something.
Yeah, this one guy said it's common knowledge.
It's
you
common
have to,
knowledge.
You have to be level 10. Sorry, it was in the general forum.
Oh.
Don't you know most people who play this game never fucking set foot in this forum?
Yeah, that's true.
But, of course, I'm the guy posting with 5 posts or like 3 posts, and this guy has 60,000 posts. So I'm automatically, I must be an asshole and not know what I'm talking about.
Skyrim hasn't been around for a while. What is this guy posting so much about?
Well, it was their whole, like, who owns that company?
Bethesda,
but above them is...
BioWare?
No.
They also own, because like they have a Rage forum too. Who's that?
Oh,
that's also Bethesda.
Yeah, I guess Bethesda.
That's right.
All well,
point,
Bethesda.
My point being is like, when you have these forums, it's all sort of geared around like, I don't know. It's like, okay, so I posted this and these people kind of jumped on me and then I couldn't let it go. All day, I'm like, I'm
so
clicking refresh on the page and I'm every other post, I'm setting these people straight and telling them what's what. And I was thinking about it, it's like, why am I doing this?
Do you think they even listened or
care? Right, like, I know I'm not going to get through to these people, and I don't care, yet I still feel compelled to debate this guy.
No, it happens a lot on internet.
And I think that's like kind of where forum culture comes from, right? Of like this burning desire to be right and have other people be wrong.
Right. Yeah. So, every culture.
Like,
they're doing something with their lives, Blake.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Where does, like, for instance, why do they have hit count? Why do all forums have post counters?
That's a good question.
Right? Because it shouldn't matter.
EPing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like this idea of, like, you're building a projection of yourself in your head.
Well, it's like, oh, this guy must be knowledgeable. He posts a lot.
Right.
We're like, this guy must be unemployed. He posts a lot.
But if he posts a lot, that doesn't mean your knowledge is good. You could just be posting LOL.
Yeah, and it seems like if you want to be totally fair, you wouldn't show how many posts people have.
Yeah.
But it's all this idea
You're still angry about this, so you bring it up during our podcast.
I'm right! Goku fan 4420.
Okay,
for
instance, okay, now a question I could ask you, Ken. What? You're a big fan of the Something Awful forums.
Uh-huh.
Why do you go to the Something Awful forum so frequently?
Because it's informative.
Informative.
Get it?
How?
Informative.
How is it informative?
Because it's just got information there and discussion.
About what? Like, what do you? What do you? I'm not like trying to. I'm not trying to trick you. I like.
I don't know. I mostly just read the video game stuff. Just like,
why do you go to a forum instead of a video game like news outlet?
Oh, because I don't know. Like,
is it better? I mean, I don't.
I feel like it's better to hear reviews from players rather than an editorialist.
From a person you know nothing about than a professional who has a job.
A professional who could be paid to review a game.
See, I also post on the same forums as Ken. And mm-hmm. I like reading the like retro game thread because it, you know,
sure.
It tells me a lot of, like, it collects all the knowledge in one place. And I like to read about other people's experiences. And, you know, if I have questions, you know, they're always very friendly and they'll answer my questions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with forums.
Well, you should have more experience.
Because what happened today, and this is what happened a few years ago,
I
have not been on any forums except the ones on my website.
Oh, man.
Since.
I remember when you posted.
I used to post on your forums, Blake.
Yeah, I think people are still on there on Best Damn Podcast Ever.
I used to post a lot in like 2008. I used to post about Animal Crossing.
It was,
I wrote something for your site.
Matt used to post on forums.
That's right.
For that stunts thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No,
it was funny.
It was the when I was like, it was like 1999, 2000. I used to post on Commander Keen forums.
By that time, how long had Commander Keen been out? Like already 6 years or
8 years?
8 years?
Oh my God! Commander Keen, that's the Commander.
No, it was the side scroller game by id Software before.
Oh, that's right.
But you know, I didn't know anyone else that knew what the game was, and then, you know, I went on the internet for the first time, and like, whoa, there's other people who know what this is, and they like the game.
That's exactly how fetishes take off. Like somebody has some sort of weird fetish, like oh, I like having sex with like cartoon animals,
right? And then they Google and like, oh, well, it's not weird.
It's not weird.
Which technically it's not weird, but I feel like the internet.
I think technically that.
No, I'm saying you can have whatever fetish you want, but the internet makes it feel acceptable and encouraged rather than discouraged like normal society.
That's the problem. Yeah, that is a problem.
I don't know if you're into what, you know.
I think the problem is when those fetishes cross into your everyday life.
Hey, if you want to dress up like a furry or whatever, that's cool. Fine, whatever, man.
In the workplace, though, Blake, I mean, you walk over that tail knocks over everything.
Okay, well, you know what? It's my fur, and I can do what I want with it.
It's my fur, I can do what I want.
Please don't compare my love of an old computer game to having sex with animals.
Well, it's also
I think there's a little difference.
It's also, okay, whenever a big game comes out, any big game, like a Diablo 3, a big game comes out, here's exactly what happens every time. You always read a news article. It's like, oh, bugs rampant in this game. Diablo 3, deleting accounts. Is your account going to get hacked next? And what happens?
Usually what happens is nothing.
One person this happened to, some bug, and then they go and they find one other person. Now they're like, oh, it's happening to everybody.
Yeah.
And then four or five people, then they're like, they send it to a game site and they're like, look at this big thing. But really, it's just a very small section of people.
Yeah. For example, like that Diablo like login error on launch. I was able to get in no problem on launch.
Right, but if you looked at gaming press, you would think, oh, the game was unplayable for weeks.
The gaming press is complete shit, and that's why I read
the gaming
forums.
Press is not complete shit.
It's complete shit.
But it's internet.
You're because you're trying to get a job, but...
Yeah. Blake,
please to God, Blake, I hope they email me. He said he was going to email me by the end of the month. Blake, it's fucking... only got days left, motherfucker.
Blake Buck, all gaming press is like... people who are paid to review things and very often get like paid by game companies to give good scores.
Oh yeah, it's a nightmare. The
rampant
kickbacks.
Speculation, rumors, and just stupid, repetitive, mindless shit.
Well,
this is essentially
Kotaku. There's five posts about someone that made a cake about a video game.
Yeah.
Every single time, oh my God, a cake about Portal, a cake about Skyrim, a cake about Mario,
a cake about Kotaku.
Cake. Who the fuck cares?
Okay,
stop doing this, people.
Kotaku is
garbage.
I understand it's not the world's best from it in terms of like journalistic and, you know, like quality written articles, but I don't know why we're getting so deep into video game culture right now.
Blake,
but they have the highest volume of information.
Like, you do realize though that the only difference between gaming press and celebrity press, like news about celebrities, is just content. That's it.
It's true. It's just subject matter. They're very, because they're both very internet oriented.
Yeah, it's just subject matter. That's it. That's why it's garbage.
Look what the internet has done to news. It's turned into a shit show.
The internet is garbage.
It's just cakes.
Let's turn it off, guys.
It's all cakes all right. now.
Everyone who wants to turn off the internet, go to bighotshow.com/.
No,
internet.
Don't make another. We can't have two in a week. What'd you already say?
I didn't say anything.
Big Hot Slow Show slash.
Big Hot Slow.
Let's go to bighotslow.com. I'm going to go buy that after.
Go to bighotslow.com and it just plays our podcast really, really slow.
What'd you do this week?
I swear to God. Okay. It would cost me $10 in an hour to do that. I feel like, come on.
I will pay you the $10.
Done. Bighotslow.com. By next week. I have this plugin that you can take any audio file and convert it to any length. So I'm going to take our 60-minute podcast, turn it into a four-day experience.
Gosh. For everyone who's listening to this right now, I apologize it took us this long to get to the good chuckles. Yeah. Because this is a long podcast about nothing.
Yeah, they've been listening for fucking weeks, man. We're just now getting to describing what they're listening to. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm seriously doing that. That is not a joke. I am doing that.
What are we at?
We're at 40...
Smooth, Ken.
Yeah, so let's switch on over to the voicemails, I think.
Oh, well, I thought you had...
We still got more to talk about.
You were going to talk about memes, I thought.
I don't want to talk about memes right now.
Oh, you got some?
We got a lot of voicemails to cover, though.
I talked to you about this a little bit, Blake.
All right, let's...
I have a restaurant proposal.
Oh, yes.
I want to run by you guys, okay?
I haven't heard this, so lay it on me, Matt.
All right.
I'm the investor.
I was talking with my friend Sam yesterday at lunch.
Can you have to talk to the mic when
you... Okay.
Are you writing my order?
No, I'm writing...
This isn't that kind of restaurant.
$1 million. This is my $1 million.
All right, give us your elevator pitch.
You're just writing on a napkin.
Elevator pitch. You got 30 seconds.
Go.
So there's a baseball player in an elevator. There's a ball. So it's called Spray. all lowercase letters, you know, white font, black background, very crisp. Okay.
You very go in, crisp.
You go in, it's like a Benihana's, okay?
Wait, white and black, and it's called Spray. Was it about skunks?
Yeah, you'll see. So it's like a Benihana's, okay? You order your food and the chef makes your food in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And then before he gives you your food, he farts on it. So you get more food on top of your food. Because farts are just food spray.
So he would be spraying your food.
Yeah.
And that's
this is an awful idea, man. Why?
No,
why,
it's a good idea. No, I'm serious. Like imagine if there was a restaurant that farted at your food.
What? Why would you want to eat it?
What if
exactly?
It,
okay, what it's if such it was, like it's such like a stupid thing to have. People would go and pay good money.
Especially, what if it was like a hot girl, right? Is your chef, and then because then it's like
no,
it's like maybe that tastes better.
No,
then
what?
Maybe.
I
don't know what women look like.
See this $1 million, you're not getting it.
Someone's gonna have to pick that up.
I'll pick it up.
It all depends on what the chef ate the night before. You know.
Oh, so like if he ate strawberries,
yeah,
it's gonna have a little.
Like you could write like what the chefs ate on the chalkboards above each little station.
Is the food good, though?
I feel like this would work in Williamsburg.
I haven't tried it yet.
No, I'm asking, would the food be good? Like, is it good food?
Oh, yeah.
Is it,
three Michelin stars, just absolutely the best
three
food.
Three Michelin stars.
And a Michelin tire. Just the best chefs in the world.
So you're not going for a restaurant. You're going for an artistic statement, pretty much.
No, I'm going for a restaurant.
All right.
It's called Spray.
It's called Spray. All right.
For 2013.
Let's see. What else I want to talk about?
You guys don't have any restaurant ideas?
Oh, I wanted to ask you about this. This is okay. We're about to start the show, and I was playing some music just to, get the blood pumping. Some dance music I found yesterday. Ken couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand it. It was just like kind of thumping, dance club music, right?
It's not Bob Dylan.
It's awful.
Oh, here's my point. I've never been to I've been living in New York City almost a year now. I've never been to a legit club Those exist, right? Where there's the line outside and the bouncer and people inside are doing blow and coke and stuff.
I haven't been to clubs, but I've been to a lot of warehouse parties.
No, see, I've been to stuff like that too. Yeah. I've been to but I want to go to a legit, they're going to kick me out because look at me club. Have you guys ever had that experience?
No, I've never had that experience. I don't go to clubs.
I've been offered, but I've said no every
time. Dude, that seems right.
A picture of you on the dance floor and all everyone else avoiding you.
I've got a top hat on.
No, that's your regular hat.
Oh. Nice job with the like visual Ken humor
drew
there.
Blake in a bowling alley. And everyone's just throwing bowling balls at him. And he's standing on the lane.
Well, we should look, guys. We should go clubbing.
No, I don't.
Let's
go
clubbing this weekend. We'll go. What did you do this weekend? And we'll say clubbing.
That I don't want to go clubbing.
Blake, if you actually want to go clubbing, I'll go with you.
Yeah, let's go clubbing.
I want this experience.
You two can go.
That's what I'm saying. What a fun story that would be, regardless of what happens.
Let's get the VIP section. Let's get a bottle of Grey Goose
and then run away without paying.
Is that what people drink?
It's just they just bring you a goose.
Yeah, let's get an actual Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is a vodka, and it's like,
and we all drink out of baby bottles.
Ken, are you not going to come clubbing with us?
No, I'm not
going
to go.
We're going clubbing this weekend, bro.
I'm not going clubbing. I got other plans, dude.
I'm going clubbing.
All right. Two clubbers.
You go. You two.
You're out of the clubbing club.
You can tell me the story, and I can react to it, because I don't want to see this. I don't want to see you guys clubbing.
I just don't feel like you're confident enough for the club.
I think you're too set in your ways. I think you need to come clubbing with us.
Come clubbing.
We've never been clubbing before. We're willing to try it.
He's a come clubbing. Yeah.
Come on our golf club. Hit a hole in one.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's see. Where are we? We're almost near the end of the show. Why don't we fire up our voicemail?
I want to fire. I'm excited because we have
fire all of us out of a can.
Let's just set ourselves on fire. Excited because there's five of them.
Ken, Blake, don't press the space bar.
I messed up last time. Okay. So wait. One, two, three, and turn up the volume.
All right. Are we ready?
Here's our first voicemail.
What did you do to Bruce Dackler? What did you do to Bruce Dackler? I have to go. I've said too much.
What did he say?
What did we do to Bruce Dackler?
Who is...
Oh, Bruce Dackler!
What is a Bruce Dackler?
Bruce Dackler is the last man who killed a printer.
What?
Okay. What happened is this conservative blog or whatever... We're doing this thing. It's like, let's ban Obamacare or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you can sign a petition to ban Obamacare. And instead of like one giant petition with a bunch of names on it, it would print out an individual sheet with your name on it.
Oh, okay.
And there would be like a webcam feed of the printer spinning out each individual page. Like, I don't like Obamacare. Signed this guy's name.
Right.
But you could put in, nobody was really monitoring the names as they came in, only as they came out of the printer. So people were putting in names like Weed Lord Boner Hitler. And like names.
It's also
like,
gonna be the name of my first born, by the way.
We should change the name of our show to Weed Lord Boner Hitler.
And the last,
that's what I was saying this whole time.
And the last name to come out before the printer ran out of toner or like burned out or something was Bruce Dackler. And
sat on the screen.
It just said Bruce Dackler. And since so many people were obsessed with this printer on Twitter, everyone was saying, "Who's Bruce Dackler? What's Bruce Dackler?" And then Bruce Dackler started trending.
We actually found him on Twitter.
We found him on Twitter?
Yeah.
The
actual Bruce Dackler.
Oh my God.
What did he have to think about this?
He was all for banning Obamacare. I don't think he really knew his rise to celebrity status.
Oh my God.
And quick descent.
So the answer is...
His 15 seconds of fame just totally went by him. Yeah. Missed it.
So the answer to your question, mystery caller, Bruce Dackler is in a FEMA death camp right now.
He's being dackled as we speak.
Dackled.
Which is being subsidized by Obamacare.
Yeah.
All right, second voicemail. If I had to guess who that was, who just repeatedly said the word poop and hung up,
might be the guy who, before the recording, was making Siri say fart, 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 fart.
Yeah. Oh, let's get to the bottom of this mystery.
It was me, guys.
You need to call Scooby-Doo.
Apparently, this is me. I don't remember making this call. There's no history of it in my phone.
Because you were like, ooh, I'll get me later. Delete
it
history.
It seems like something I would say, but I don't remember doing this.
I think Matt did this.
It's possible.
Who done it? If you called 1-845 a cut Jew and said poop 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 poop, call 1-845 a cut Jew again and say poop 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 poop.
I don't think it was me.
All right, next caller.
Inconclusive evidence.
Hi. Hi.
Uh,
Why is it just like insane? We've never had one fucking honest to God. It's always.
I'm really glad that we make someone so hot that they call our number and jerk off on the phone.
I think I knew who that was.
All right, next one.
It was not me.
No, it was not you.
Not all these calls are me.
It's the person you hung out with over the weekend.
Uh oh. All right, next.
No, I think it was Fart Jetpack.
Next voicemail.
Hey, this is Jamie. I called earlier and was interrupted, so if you had like a blank voicemail, that was me. Anyway, so I was outside building a deck, heard the deranged voicemails from last week, and decided to ask a question that might actually elicit a response other than just hysterical laughter. So I was wondering, as I was working on this deck, what's the hardest physical labor you've ever had to endure? Looking forward to the next podcast. Ooh. Bye.
Ooh. Okay. First, answer your question, sir. I wish to deck you with my fist.
Your hardest physical labor you've ever had to endure. Childbirth, I would imagine, is up there.
I don't think you've... How many children have you birthed?
No, I mean, Ron when you're Paul? Born. That's a lot of work. You gotta, you know, cry no, and... Gotta swim out. I don't know how babies work.
I think it's pretty obvious that the question is...
No, I know.
That you've had to, yeah.
I think this gentleman has the wrong idea about this podcast, because I don't think any of us do physical labor.
Yeah, this is not Bob Vila's chat show.
I'll open a door, maybe.
I honestly think the hardest physical labor I've ever had to do is the mandatory like 1 mile runs in high school. That's it.
I guess this is more kind of a macro thing, but one time, right after I got out of high school and was in college, we were like, oh, because I made these movies in high school, and it's like, oh, why don't we do a feature-length movie, and we'll shoot it in a week. that was the dumbest thing ever, because, it was just sleep at all.
What was the title of the movie? Is it on YouTube?
It's not. I have it on a DVD in my house somewhere. It's called Evil Skull, and it was a masterpiece at the time.
I want to see it.
Yeah, it's. I look back now, and it's...
We need to have a screening party.
It's a relic of its time, but... Oh my God. I got like pneumonia that week because I was just like working constantly and never slept.
Oh man.
Like, ugh, that was the worst.
But, okay, I think I know my hardest physical labor.
Go ahead.
When I took that spin class a few months ago and I bicycled so hard that I pretty much almost puked.
I would puke if I saw you on a bicycle.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Yeah. All right. Let's go our last one.
Are we still recording?
Hope you didn't hit spacebar.
No, okay. I did not hit spacebar.
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
No, I didn't. All right, here we go. Last one.
What?
That's it?
Great.
What?
All right. Well, at least we got one out of five. Yeah, was not retarded.
Like, we got a 20%.
Can we call someone, Blake?
Yeah.
You guys want to call?
I want to call
someone. Is that how bad our voicemails have gotten? You want to call somebody?
Let's call my mom.
Let's call Ken's mom.
Let's call my mom.
Write down the number.
No, just put her on speakerphone and put it up to the phone. Go.
Is that going to work? Or are they going to hear
it? What are we going to ask her?
I don't know.
I got a lot of things to ask your mom. All
right.
Number one is why.
Hold it up to the mic. Hold it up to the mic. What's happening?
Hey, Kenny. What's up?
Hey, Mom. Guess what?
What?
You're on our podcast right now.
Hi, Ken's
what?
Mom.
Wait, what?
Can you... Hang on. You guys speak up. Say hello again.
Hi, Ken's mom.
Hi, Ken's mom.
We're going to murder Ken.
What was it like birthing Ken?
What was it like?
Giving birth to me.
Giving birth to Ken? I wouldn't do it again.
I really wish you had it in the first place.
Thanks, Ken's mom.
Thanks, Ken's mom.
Thanks, mom.
You raised a great son.
Welcome.
Bye.
Let's just call it Momcasts.
Momcasts.
All right, we're gonna start doing Momcasts.
We already talked about your idea. We already talked about Dadprov.
Oh, that's where we just get dads to do improv who are not trained at all.
Yeah.
Come on, you're in a restaurant, Dad. What?
I'm the cook.
I'm not hungry yet.
I'm the waiter.
All right, next week, Momcast number two. It's going to be you, Matt.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, that does for this week of the best big hot show.
Are we gonna cut out
that
mom
segment? If you want to leave us a voicemail, or you, how about you call your mom and record it?
Yeah.
Have your mom call us.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Have your mom call us.
We want to talk to some moms.
We want to turn this into mom chat.
It's 845. Are we just going to turn it into a cut Jew now?
Yeah. I thought we did 2 weeks ago.
845 a cut Jew.
That's 845 a cut gene.
And if, for you Hebrews out there, if you guys have any emergency circumcisions you need performed, call us. 845-COAT-YOU. Be there in 10 minutes.
10 minutes or your breast is free.
Lower Manhattan, north.
We get to keep the skin, though. We have a jar.
We got a foreskin jar. His name is Blake Buck.
You can leave us an email. It's feedback at bighotshow.com.
Blake Buck is a literal pile of foreskins.
What was the website you said earlier?
Blake, you're like a foreskin golem.
So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm the foreskin golem.
And I'm just some foreskins.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.